Command number 70. Take up your cross. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. The cross has become the essential symbol of Christianity. It was not so, however, when Jesus spoke these words. People throughout the Roman Empire knew well enough that the cross signified the ultimate penalty of Roman justice. But when the disciples heard Jesus say that a man must take up his cross, it is doubtful that the words carried much meaning. Their first thought must have been, "What is he talking about?" No one willingly takes up a cross. The cross was imposed against one's will. Even in the Lord's case, his "not my will" prayer tells us clearly that it was not his will to suffer crucifixion. And how can a cross be taken up daily? You can't die more than once. What could Jesus possibly mean? We find ourselves facing an enormous question. Did Jesus know that death on a cross was his predetermined fate? He surely knew that his confrontation with the Jewish leaders would end in martyrdom. It seems, however, that stoning, not crucifixion, would have been the more likely outcome. Indeed, it had already been tried twice. His quarrel from the beginning was with the spiritual corruption of Judaism. Jesus had little argument with Rome. His mission was a spiritual, not a political one. Having perhaps prepared himself for the fate which later befell Stephen, one wonders if Jesus was as taken by surprise as were the disciples at the turn events took at the end of his life, finding his ultimate destiny in Pilate's hands rather than the high priest's. Could the gradual realization that crucifixion awaited him, rather than the execution prescribed by Mosaic law, have been the cause of his anguished prayer in Gethsemane? To what, then, was he referring with the words that a man must take up his cross? Though the figurative cross of this passage indeed became the literal cross of his crucifixion, it seems likely that his primary intent here was not to foretell his death. Jesus was using the familiar image to give his disciples a picture of what he had brought to the world. The cross was an image of the life he was exampling before their very eyes. He was describing life with God. He was not speaking of the future. He was giving them a vivid illustration of the now. Thus, he uses the phrase that we must take up our own cross. His use of daily reveals the Lord's high meaning. It is an ongoing cross. Had his reference been to his crucifixion, he would have said that we must submit to or endure the cross. But no, we must take up our cross. We choose the cross. We must crucify ourselves. Of this process, George MacDonald writes in his sermon Justice, "The only vengeance worth having on sin is to make the sinner himself its executioner." It is on the self-chosen cross of moment-by-moment self-denial that we kill our own sin, deathing our wills into God's will. This we do over and over, daily. The eternal power of the crucifixion was accomplished in Gethsemane, not Calvary. It was in the garden that the Son of God perfected in the heavenlies that which he lived out on earth the next afternoon on the hill of Golgotha. It is in Gethsemane that the true sacrifice took place, the final relinquishment of his will into the Father's. It is there that Jesus culminated and perfected the same life he had been living all along. "Not my will, but yours be done." Every day of his life, he chose to take up his cross before the will of the Father. The cross is the visible symbol of self-relinquishment, symbolizing the lifting of empty hands of faith and nailing them to the cross ourselves, dying to all but the will of the Father. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, third series, The Creation in Christ. Jesus rose at once to the height of his being, set himself down on the throne of his nature, in the act of subjecting himself to the will of the Father. When he died on the cross, he completed and held fast the eternal circle of his existence in saying, "Thy will, not mine, be done." God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to take up my cross. May I grow in daily, moment-by-moment relinquishment of my will into yours. Give me the will and the courage to death my own sin on the cross of self-chosen sacrifice, and with Jesus say continually, "Thy will, not mine, be done." Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.